like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
All girls all over the world. Original man, stuntman, pon your case, man. I love how all girls are move them body. And when you move your body, wanna move it nice and sweet and sexy. Alright, woman, you're cute. How you doing, you know me? Bitch, you're not your body. You want me fine, but the woman, you're cute. How you doing, you know me? Bitch, you're not your body. You want me fine, but the woman. Physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically. Woman, you're nice, sweet, fantastic. Bitch, you're funny, you're not a big Titanic. Woman, you're nice, sweet, fine, you're dead.
We'll be right back. your arms and legs inside at all times.
Let me hit you with the
Shadow the Hedgehog, baby.
Everybody out there in podcast land, I'm your host Dutch Angie UK, welcoming you to a new episode of Radio Redux, the show that keeps going even though the people that make it aren't there. Makes sense to me. Anyway, I am here in what remains of the Radio Redux studio. It's a bit of a disaster area, actually. Let's see, it's a mess, and things keep falling apart because Blake sits on them.
Quite.
But I am here. I am here with my good lady wife, Blake Draco, who is replacing my good lady wife, Echo Hawk. You're my wife now, etc. But yeah, Blake Draco. Blake Draco has graduated from doing show notes to actually being on the show himself. So say hello, Blake.
Hello.
He's going to have to learn to develop a non-laughing stomach or something. Practically, yeah. I'm just gonna just nab the iron brew again. I'm gasping. But yeah, Blake's here. He's gonna be answering the questions that you've not given him.
No questions at all,
is there? But we're gonna talk about a couple of things and, you know, do the usual Radio Redux nonsense. I.e. nonsense. We did have some music to start. We had I Like to Move It. And we followed that with
Enflow
with Tripod Baby, the show the Hedgehog remix. Because, you know, it all makes sense in the end. Obviously, Move It, we're moving house, moving to the new Sonic Rex HQ, where it will be me and Echo and this one. He's going to be very quiet for the looks of things.
I'm trying not to laugh.
No wonder he's... Well, I've got to say, you managed quite fine on your own show. You managed quite well on Dragon's Den.
That's because I edit it most of the time.
Is it actually just this 5-hour long show with just you all giggling up for like 4 hours? There's a special sort of laughter filter on your recording program.
Most likely. Basically, it's just take off and take off and take. pretty much repetitiveness of it all.
Dragon's Den is filmed for a live studio audience. But yeah, you've been here for... What did you... Last Sunday. So Blake's been sleeping on my sofa. For almost a week.
It's been comfortable though.
Yeah, spark out every time I come downstairs to go off to work. It's
it's my cat likeness.
It's cat likeness. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. So yes, welcome to the show, Blake.
Thank you very much.
Blake will be sort of subbing for Echo on the weeks that she can't be bothered to do the show. So expect to hear Blake quite a lot. And of course there'll be sometimes there's all three of us. And then we'll say something. And then she'll get annoyed.
And then she'll leave.
And then she'll leave. And she'll storm off in her huff and say that she's never doing it again.
Didn't she do it last time?
Yeah, she did it last time. She did it a couple of times, I think, didn't she? Like, screw you! Don't know what's going on. She's not here, by the way, that's why we're saying these things. And we know she's not going to listen to this, so... We can say whatever we want, really. God, she sucks. Alright, let's see who's on the chat room, because we did this last week, even though nobody realises we're actually recording it. So it's just fun to see who's in the chat room and what they're talking about. As we wait for MIRC to stop whining at me, that I haven't registered it.
Be back in
30. Nobody else has registered it in the history of mankind, so... I'm surprised MRC is going still. Because nobody in their right minds. Nobody in their right minds has ever registered that program. Let's see who have we got. There's actually quite a few people. What's going on? Radio Sega, we have Yumi, SJ, Miles Prower, Midi Dub, Inkjill by D'Artagnan, Cup Crusher. Cup Crusher on the last show. I like Cup Crusher's name.
His name of epicness.
His brother's Mug Smasher. Or Mug Masher, perhaps. Keep the alliteration going. And Trigon, who's away, so we won't say. CD-ROM says, and there's everyone's favourite Resident Sega employee in a recording, states this tricky. Yeah. What, you mean Ruby Eclipse? We have... Trigon, who is away in both... That's worth it. He's away in both of them. Tricky, who I've already mentioned. Sonic AD, Shades, Ringtail Fox, Nomad 350, Miles Prower, Jeff Tron 20, Eridney, D'Artagnan, CD-ROM 1... CD-ROM 1019, who's actually on SSR at the moment, is AUK's recording. MK Rory, as in the raccoon, as in Roars, as in the master of mayhem and coke or something. So you've not met Rawls. None of you. Because no. Rory wasn't at the SOS09 because he was ill. So hopefully he's going to be attending this one, which would be awesome because I've not seen him since the SOS08. So that'd be quite cool. He's a larger than life character with a larger than life mane of hair. And it is a mane. It's a glorious mane. He could play Aslan in the new Narnia film. Rory. He's got the name for it as well, you know. Just drop the raccoon. Just drop the raccoon entirely and just be Rory the Lion. The Lion Master. And Chambot, who's always there. As I've said before, when Chambot leaves, the kingdom will fall of TSS. Which it already has done this week, of course. Yes, there was a very interesting incident on TSS yesterday, I think, from our point of view. It's Saturday when we're recording this. So it had been Friday, that nobody could get on TSS.
Except we could.
Except that from this place we could, and I could from Sega at work. So the entirety of the Sonic Stadium had just decided that it was fed up that every single member of staff wouldn't let any of them on, with the exception of me.
I think it prefers you.
I think the Sonic Stadium site itself prefers Sonic Rex. which is cool. It thinks Sonic Rex, according to the Sonic Stadium site itself,
right?
Yeah, the physical coding of the site endorses us. Jebbay says hello. Hello. Oops.
Wrong one.
Yeah, wrong one. Hello. Have to explain to everyone. Because it's Friday today. What I'm talking about? It's it would have been Thursday. Yeah, I'm thinking it's Saturday for some reason. I've no idea why. It's been an interesting week, in that and it turned out incidentally that the DNS system had gone down, which is why people could still get on Summer of Sonic website. They could get on Summer of Sonic, but they could get on nothing else with the Sonic Stadium in it. So they couldn't get on Radio. Radio Sega was down. Not Radio Sega. Sonic Radio was down. Showcase was down. Sonic Show was down. SSMB was down for everyone, with the exception of us. I was number one again, except I still am in the UK. Mm. Oh yes, UK number one. Just you get to your continental Europe.
Every time.
Get to that continental Europe, and with a number one in Uruguay. That'd be pretty good. In fact, Latin America as a whole, we're pretty damn good still. The Latin Quarter. So what's actually happened this week?
This week.
This week on Summer of Sonic, we have. See, this is the thing, because there's going to be announcements in the next couple of days, and I can only assume they're still going ahead, because otherwise I'm going to announce them now. for the benefit of those, you know, those, I'm going to prophesize on Friday now what's going to be announced in the next 2 days. Now, this last week we have confirmed that Sonic Colors Wii is going to be playable at Summer Sonic. Pretty cool. E3 build. And that's going to be on Wii and DS. We have confirmed it is on DS as well. So get your asses onto the registration site. Actually, I'm going to just have a little check how many people have registered so far on Summer Sonic. But it's not there. And the access to the back end is a fail. Rah. Well, last time I checked, it was 650. So I'm going to assume it's more than that, as it's now Sunday, of course. Not giving anything away. I've already said. Yeah, so we're going to assume that stuff has occurred. I am interested to see how many is now. Registration. As I go into the Summer of Sonic War room that none of you can get into. Go for international turnout, blah 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 blah. Sorry about this, folks, while we delve into the depths to find the magical link. And there is a lot of posts. Here we go. And oh crap! we're just a few shy of 700. I knew I shouldn't have advertised it on the Sega. There's somebody even going from West Norwood. I think it's quite funny. do they even realise I'm like 5 minutes down the road for them at present? I don't know who that is, actually. I mean, the amount of people is impressive, really is. We've got another person coming from Germany. We've got London, Norwich, Middlesbrough, Essex, all over Essex, London again, Hertfordshire, Surrey, more Somerset. London. down the road from me, and doesn't even realise. All sorts of Essex, Caldicot? What the hell's Caldicot? I've no idea. Mm-hmm. Oh, Manchester there. So there's Germany there, and there's like 47 people still waiting to go. Somebody from Bonn in Germany. That's fantastic. Lots of Germans this week, this time around. Even more Germans than last time. Sega Germany's coming. They're bringing some people along. Should be pretty awesome. There's an awful lot of people from the Netherlands coming. For reasons I can't quite grasp, but all of a sudden, the Netherlands is practically empty. this time around, really.
How many can
we've got somebody from Canada.
Canada?
Who, yeah, I can see why they've not been... Homestars? Yeah, you don't get it, kid. I'm sorry. Like, your emergency contact is a link to a Homestar Runner video. Yeah, but we're not going to accept that. as a clue, we're not going to accept that. But we've announced... What did we announce this week? Apart from that... Oh, yes. Today, for us, but Friday for you, we announced something that I was working on, something that even the crew didn't know about in major detail. They knew there was something, which was the team up between Summer of Sonic and First for Figures. Now, this is pretty damn major news. We exclusively revealed their new Series 2 line of 2-inch figures, which were Metal Sonic, Super Sonic, and Classic Amy, Rosie the Rascal style, including sort of really weird green and yellow clothing combination. She's improved her fashion taste over the years, I think it's fair to say. But that coming, there's going to be a six-pack of all of them, which is for retailer or retailers yet to be revealed. But yeah, we've teamed up with these guys. I had their directors over for a meeting, which I arranged, and we went through everything, and it was a fantastic sort of deal. Basically, everyone who attends Summer of Sonic for the first 750, so probably by the time this goes out, everyone who has registered so far will get a 2-inch Metal Sonic figurine. It does look at that face.
It's menacing.
As I said on the blog, saying that, ladies and gentlemen, it's a look of a robot that's going to rip your face off for the first chance it gets. It is glorious.
the features on this thing. But yeah, you all get that, and you all get it for free. That goes with the lanyard you get for free, and the bag you get for free. What was the other thing? The comics you get for free. Ich bin ein miracle worker. Anyway, so we got that. Not only that, and I'll have to confirm this, because I'm not entirely sure, but they may well be. So you're going to get these, by the way, these Metatonics, before they're even out in the shops. This is how exclusive this is, really. They're not even going to be delivered to the shops yet, and you will get their hands on them first. To tell you how cool first figures were, when they told me the free, I actually said, give us Classic Amy, on the basis that that's the one that you guys probably won't buy as much. It'd be nice, you know, to have that. I didn't want to take sort of. I felt like we were taking them for a ride a bit, really, because it's like, well, there's a very good chance that people actually go out there and buy Metal Sonic. And they were like, no. We'll give Metal Sonic. Yeah. Metal Sonic's really cool. I think the director said to me, I think Metal Sonic's really cool. So I just said, fine, let's go with that. We'll get that. And so Metal Sonic. Awesome. He is Mr. Cool with hands that will render flesh from bone. And the look that just it looks straight. It does, those eyes just look straight through you. It's slightly unnerving me. So there's gonna be this six pack of them. They've made a new prototype of the supersonic statuette. We're actually gonna have that in the display case this year. On display, so you get a chance to see that. This prototype, and as a special, now these Metal Sonic figurines, their packaging may even be printed up specially for Summer of Sonic. Now, if that's the case, they will have a code on them for you to enter in at the First of Figures website, and if you enter that code, you will be in a chance of winning one of those exclusive supersonic statues that actually light up. That's worth how much? 350 quid or something? Really ridiculous. It's an awful, awful lot of money. There's 350 full stop, that's it. So that's how rare it is globally.
And you have a 1 in 750 chance, don't
you? You have a 1 in 750 chance of winning. Which is, you know,
decent chance.
A pretty decent chance. Of course, if I've tapped all the numbers, you know, they could get sent to me first. AUK's won. Oh no, what a shame. Sorry. But they're going above and beyond First for Figures. They are so having a brochure in the goodie bag, guys, because it was like, I felt really bad. It was like, seriously, do you not give us a brochure? We'll put it in the goodie bag for you. So there's going to be like a specially printed up brochure, Samurai's like brochure as well they're doing. It is off the hook.
Yes.
I would be fair to say.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
He's looking at me again. We also announced that the mysterious Wentos will be back. Oh no, I didn't see him last year. I didn't see him at SOS. But apparently he was there. There's photos of him around the place and video as well. But I didn't see him.
He always went on your break.
Yeah, he came when I was on my break. You're right. It's almost like he just didn't want to meet me. It's a bit rude.
What have you done?
I don't know.
Hit
I might have I might have sniggered at his puppet. It's a puppet. It's not real. Get a look at it. It's real. Somebody was complaining. Somebody said on the SOS thing the other day that the puppet nibbled their hair. I think we need to have a word about this puppet. Have some police checks on it. Mm-hmm. You never know. So keep an eye out for gold rings, because Wentos, or Chower, because Wentos is so shy he can't even type, apparently. The puppet has to type. But it can't type properly, because it can't speak properly. How's are you? Yeah, sure. Whatever. That gag is going to grow old very, very quickly. Whoever does that. But yeah, looking forward to that. August the 7th. Lots of fun. We'll be setting up the day before. Should be great fun. Okay, that's sort of the news for now. Let's have some music, because Blake needs a break. With non-stop chatter. You won't shut up, will you?
Nah.
Well, do you want some music on? Do you want to choose?
Do I want to choose? Oh, God.
You have everything in Sonic history. No pressure at all.
No pressure at all. Yes.
I'll tell you, I'll put on my choice, and then you've got that long to pick something else. So I've got Deeper for Depth Chamber coming up from Sonic Adventure 2, and then after that we'll have Blake's choice of some mysterious thing. We'll be back after this. See ya. we go. Blake had trouble picking a track.
I'm not very that well tensed in the Sonic.
It's not well versed in the music of Sonic. No. Well, that was we picked Sonic and Knuckles in the end, didn't you? What was the name of the track?
Rings and Diamonds Land.
Very nice. Haven't heard that one for yonks. So good choice.
Thank you.
It's a good choice. It's time for questions and answers. Answers and questions. We're doing Q&A UK and BD. Ba-dum, dish. Da-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba-dum. I don't know. At this moment in time, I just don't know.
Long day.
Long, long day. It's going to be a long night.
And a long tomorrow.
Long tomorrow. It's going to be long. Anyway, we're well aware that you want to get off and watch Top Gear, so on that basis, we'll hurry it up a bit. Only going to be a short show, because there's not really much to talk about. So, let's get into the questions, which there's not that many left. So, I'd rather suggest you go and, you know, do some more questions. Speedstaper asks, do you dream of an absolution? Do you dream of an absolution, Blake?
I just dream of kittens, I guess.
You dream of an absent kitten?
Yep, absent kitten.
Absent kitten. And every night I will paw at the door trying to get in. Every night I will realise that there's a cat flap and I could probably go through that if I wanted to.
That you should have a key.
Yeah, and I dream of an... of Felix, because I've got a poster of him on the side of my... On the side of my litter tray, there is a poster of Felix.
Why is it on your litter tray?
It's the feline equivalent of reading a book while you're on the loo, I'm guessing. Or cats versus cats and dogs novelisation. do I dream of an absolution? Yes, it's called August 8th, the day after Summer of Sonic. That's what I dream of. Jonah says, was Echo Hawk suffering from WoW withdrawal during the move?
She's actually been quite okay.
She's sort of done with WoW for the time being. And by the time being, I mean right up until the point where I can think that she's done with it.
And you slowly delete it from the computer.
But what did she get? What did she get the other day?
She got a cataclysm beta key.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Thank you so bloody much, Blizzard. Seriously.
Like,
go shove a level 80 orc up your ass. Don't send my wife stuff like that. It means I can never use the computer. Or sleep. Or see her.
Or get her to do stuff.
Or get to...
like washing up.
No, I think... you know, is there oxygen in the air? Yeah. No, I'm busy. So no, she's not suffering withdrawal at the moment. Joe Freb says, you mentioned wanting a sequel to a certain movie. Were you aware of this at this time, or was it coincidence? Now, the link he sent me to, and we looked at this during the break, is actually a sequel to The Last Starfighter. Which, frankly, sounds amazing. See if we can get some... There we go. Oh, bloody... I'll tell you, we've had some problems with the Flash codec, the video playing one. There we go. Have this in the background. Because it's been crashing. It's been crashing the computer. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway, we managed to get it working now.
Just on Firefox.
But just on Firefox. So every time I go on IE and go, I want to do a video, it's all going on. What's going on with this YouTube countdown?
I don't know. And you click it and you never get away.
Life in a day. Oh, I see. I just wonder why it's counting down.
I have never seen this movie.
You've never seen The Last Starfighter?
No.
Have you seen Krull?
No. I'm going to be disowned.
Get your stuff again. You're going back to where you came from.
back to nowhere you go.
I can, right, okay. Guy finds a mysterious video game. Turns out the video game is actually a test for him. He's in like a trailer park in the middle of nowhere in a know-nothing town, and he beats this computer game. It becomes like the event of this small community. But it turns out it's a test, and he actually gets recruited to defend the universe. Yeah, it's like there's nobody left apart from him. He's like, well done, you're this fantastic person. It has the greatest single move ever in spacefaring, the Death Blossom mode, which is amazing. We'll have to rent that at some point.
Yes.
But yeah, that was what we were after. Apparently there might well be a sequel being made. Sort of 25 years later, he comes back and ends up bringing the Wanting Revenge Kodan with him. But I think that would be awesome. That would be quite something. Okay. Page 2 of 2.
Last questions.
Okay. What is your favourite type of bagel and bagel topping? This is for both, so I'm assuming it's fine. So what is your favourite type of bagel and bagel topping?
Bagel. Just anything normal, I guess. Anything like normal.
Yeah, I don't like...
I'm not really that kind of
exotic
person.
Yeah, I don't like other stuff in the bagels themselves, so yeah, plain bagel for me. What's your favourite bagel? So maybe bagel topping filling, I think, would probably be more accurate.
Mm.
That was a question. Blake, hello!
Yes.
What's your favourite filling to have in a bagel?
I don't know, to be honest.
What was your favourite sandwich?
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. So ham bagel would be nice.
Yep.
Anything else on with that? Mm. Or?
Cucumber.
Ham and cucumber. Well, that's nice. Ham and cucumber's nice. I'm going to be incredibly posh here. Or posh, I think. Actually, cream cheese and smoked salmon is absolutely beautiful if you get it right. Joyner also asks, your six questions. Are Jeopardy's daily doubles really daily? And how come there hasn't been the Tuesday triple? This is an American question, isn't it?
I think so.
Question 3. How closely do I resemble T-Bird here? Minus the height and skin tone.
He's still loading, apparently.
That's a spin.
Not there yet.
You don't. No, seriously, I don't see anything there. Following the steps of tea, and we've got. Okay, not really. I don't think having a hat is.
I don't think.
Oh, because on that basis, V just looked a lot like T-Bird because he's got the same sort of hat now. V just, as I said before, V is trying to steal T-Bird's gimmick. So on that one, we're going to disagree and say that we don't think you look like T-Bird at all. What you do look like is Joyner of Sonic fans, who is awesome in his own right.
Correct.
What's the next question, Blake?
You need to get to that new arcade downtown, but the walk is 50 minutes one way and 2 hours round trip. Do you A, walk anyway, trying to pass it off as an exercise? B, use that new ginger ale fountain you inherited to propel yourself to the arcade a la High Speed Highway? Or C, attempt to Konami code your way to victory? Country guns not included, and I'm sure that ginger ale will start itching sooner or later.
D. I will snap my fingers and use my awesome AAUK powers to make the arcade come to me. Yeah. Think about it, it could happen.
It could happen. What, you now the new doctor?
Yeah.
and Archangel TARDIS.
There we go. See, can you see coming in the distance is a big mass of rubble? Is that actually the arcade?
It's mowed down several buildings.
It's coming this way.
It's coming for you.
It's coming for you. It's got a massive arcade. Etc. Question 5. Am I nuts by your standards yet? Oh, absolutely not.
It's not you, people.
Whenever I hear a list, question 6. Whenever I hear a listener request, what?
Pack of hamsters and wheels and get recording.
Pack of hamsters and wheels to get in the recording. Would you like me to check the recording equipment? So, for whenever you hear the list, what listener request jingle? Is this?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Where are we? Request jingle. Hamsters in wheels listening for. Whoops. No.
No.
If you're hearing hamsters in the wheels from that, you are nuts. So we suggest you eat yourself if you're a hamster. And frankly, if you are a hamster, there's a very good chance you could eat another hamster anyway, so so lol, I guess.
Many
lols. We're out of questions, that's it.
We're done.
That's it, we're done. No, wait. Oh, I've got a question. So when is the next going to be the next Dragon's Den, Blake?
When I get a headset.
Well, you can borrow Echoes now.
Okay.
Borrow Echoes. Oh, I'm sure I've got one somewhere. So, yeah, when's the next one? Because it's been a while.
Depends, I guess.
People are worried that, you know, Ram's not alive still.
He normally shoots me in the back, so it should be a...
Gonna shoot. We should have shoot you in your back. Shoot you in the back. That's what we should have, is to end the show. Shoot you in the back by Motorhead, we should have.
Oh, yes.
That's an awesome track to end it on. And it's good. I'm in trouble, so you might as well be in trouble as well with yours. So, I've been Outside UK.
I've been Blink Franco.
See, he gets it first time, okay? He gets it first time.
I'm trying to work into the flow.
Thank you.
Now,
see, it's nice to have some professionalism on the show.
It's going to take me a couple of shows to get in there, but...
See, he gets it, you know? It's not the equivalent of getting blood from a stone. That's an anemic. God's sake. Anyway, I've been Action GK.
I've been Blink Draco.
And I will at least see you next week, maybe. We'll yet to see. Who knows? Catch you soon on Radio Redux. Bye for now. The wound.